One of the things when we were studying these animals that we received, we got a report back that the people who had been evacuated to another place, I wasn't sure where it was, but anyway, they were having tremendous gastrointestinal problems, and being in the biomedical division, we would get that information. So then it sort of put out an alarm to us, you know, we have to begin to monitor specifically the gastrointestinal system at this point. And it was not long after, I think maybe 2 or 3 days later, that we got the word back that the problem had been solved. And you reminded me of it when you said that the islands had what I would think is domestic territorial lines, that there would be the lagoon side and there would be the reef side.
That's right.
And one of the things that they found out, the reason why the people were having gastrointestinal problems were because as a part of their cultural experience was that a certain time of the day, based on the tides, they would all go to the reef to defecate. And when they were moved, they did not have the reef that they could go to to defecate.
That's right, because it was a single island.
That's what was causing these gastrointestinal problems. And indoor plumbing was something foreign to them.
It was foreign to them, that's right, when they designed the houses. I remember that coming up.
Foreign to them, and that was one of the things that came out of it, that they said, don't bother, you don't have to continue the study, and we've identified what the problem was.
Yeah.
Now there's a, you know, we would have launched on this horrendous experiment trying to talk about gastrointestinal, and it was because the reef was no longer there. I thought that, you know, when you were talking about that, it reminded me of that.
But, you know, they lived an idyllic life. I often think I would have loved to live that type of life rather than the hectic one I've lived.
Yes.
But for it to completely be destroyed, for their whole concept of culture to be essentially taken away from them. They're treated like they're robots, not like they're human beings with experience and likes and dislikes and a cultural imprint that is imprinted in their brain from the day they're born. And they're shoved into this hurdy-gurdy world of the American. And we are so pompous in our belief that we have all the answers and that they emanate from the White House just tears me up.
Let's not go there. That's a real red flag for me, but I concur with you 100%. And what you've said, that of course at the time when we received the animals, I had no frame of reference. All I knew was that they came from an island in the Pacific and the other implications of it. And it really struck home to me when they came with the notice about the gastrointestinal problems. And then when they told me what the solution to it was, it really hit me at that point, saying, wow, you know, where are we at?
Yeah.
And what are we doing with these people?